You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
This show kicks ass.
Oh, hell yeah.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money is money.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
For anyone else, he's exaggerating. He's prisoner of the moment. First off, shut up. This is the National Football League. This is not the Big 12. It's not Pop Warner. An absolute disgrace. An atrocity. An affront. One of the most disgraceful performances that I have ever seen in 35 years watching National Football League football.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal. Football. Friday. To you and yours, this is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos. Bill Zimmerman has a great question in our chat. Femi, do you think, does Puka Nacua get vaccines? Like, do you think Puka Nacua gets the flu shot or no?
Given the stream that he was on, I'm going to go ahead and say no.
Puka to it. Has there ever been anyone that needs to log off more than Puka? Like, I don't, like, care about any of this stuff with Puka. It just feels like when we didn't know that much about him, and I'm not saying I dislike him. I'm being honest about that. He's an unbelievable player. That's what I care about. I just think, like, when we didn't know that much about him, and he was, like, happy-go-lucky, like, awesome wide receiver that's ready to run over the middle of the field and get the crap kicked out of him and catch every pass thrown his way, I feel like that was a better image for Puka than, like, tweeting about, like, referee conspiracies and, you know, doing touchdown dances that a lot of the population might find to be, you know, very controversial and or insensitive. You know, Puka, great player. That's what I care about. I don't dislike him. Just like, should probably just like the internet may not be a good place for someone like that. I'm just saying. And look, if I weren't in the media and I could log off, you bet your sweet Bippy, I absolutely would. But I can't because I'm here and I'm here with all of you on the Odyssey app, along with Femi, the crew, and you on the Odyssey app. On SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, we are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of Wagertainment. The reason why I'm not doing like a longer one, my daughter is sick. I feel like this is why you get married and you have kids. This is like a version of like Seinfeld's. Like, why does Bryan Cranston, Bill, what's his name in the show when he's the dentist? He converts to Judaism for the jokes. Like, you, Tim Wally. This is why, like, you get married and have kids, like, for material on your show. like for comedic material. Also, because you love them. Also, it's good comedy material. So my daughter's sick. And she's got a really bad cough. And, like, it's especially bad. And, look, you're a human being. You know this. You're an adult. It's always worse at night, right, when you're laying down. It gives the stuff a chance to, like, get caught in your chest and you're coughing. It's miserable, right? And, like, you give my daughter NyQuil. You go to jail for something like that. So, you know, my daughter is trying to sleep, and we have the monitor on so we can listen to her cough. And, you know, she wakes herself up coughing, and she starts crying. She's a little girl, sweetheart. And she starts, of course, you know, it's, mommy, mommy, mommy. God forbid. Forbid dad could get called to come in. That's all right. So my wife goes in and holds her on like the chair, like the rocking chair in her room. And I can hear on the monitor, my daughter's going, instead of going to sleep, my daughter's going, Santa eats cookies. Santa cookies. Wide awake. And I get to hear all of it because the monitor's right by my ear. And we eventually reach the point where my daughter is okay with going in the crib. Honey, do you want to go in the crib? Yes. Put her in the crib to go back to sleep. And my wife puts on, and all parents will know what I'm talking about right now, the mobile. The mobile? The thing that spins and like plays the lullaby in the crib. Now, the problem with the mobile, Alabama, is that it stays on for like 15, because you put it on and then you leave. So it's on for like 20 minutes straight before it turns off. I'm trying to go to sleep. 4:30 in the morning this morning, Eastern time. And mind you, we had a banger of a Thursday night football game. And I'm wired after this game. I probably don't fall asleep until 1:15 Eastern. You know, this is kind of like East Coast dad staying up twice. It kind of just is what it is. So here I am, 4:30. Busy Friday at work. Trying to go to sleep. And what do I hear? At ear-splitting volume, because we have to have the volume up to hear my daughter coughing to see, make sure she's okay. Dun, 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 dun. For 20 minutes straight. 20 agonizing minutes. Wide awake. Listening to this is like, I felt like I was in Gitmo. I was being tortured by the government. This is how they should torture people. Play this damn song for 20 minutes straight. Anyway, yeah, my daughter's sick, and I'm getting sick now. And that's why I'm not doing the extending my voice. Instead, I just figured I'd tell a story for a while instead. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary. By downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, three tremendous guests will join us, and they are all absolutely outstanding. Colin Wilson, Action Network, Big Bets on Campus, all things college football playoff. How about our BetMGM Network teammate, who had his last show tonight? We have someone on the crew, our friend Addie Bates. Her last show is today with us on You Better You Bet. We'll have a lot of announcements coming up in the next couple days to come. Our friend Ryan Horvath will join us today on the show, one of our absolute favorites. He's been with us for the last couple weeks here on You Better You Bet, was on BetMGM tonight, last night for the last time. We love our friend Ryan Horvath. Horvy will join us to talk college football playoff and give us his best bets for week 16 in the NFL. And we have like a major boxing fight tonight. Anthony Joshua against Jake Paul, and Jake Paul is getting bet an extreme amount, despite the fact, like, I don't know, this kind of feels like Anthony Joshua should like kill him. I don't know. Our friend Raheem Palmer from The Ringer will stop by, and Raheem will tell us how to bet this fight tonight with Paul and Joshua, and Raheem's best bets for week 16 in the NFL. And in the final hour, in the power hour of the show, you know what we're doing. We'll give you our bets for tonight in the NBA. I got railroaded last night in the NBA. I don't know how I made pass tonight in the association. I do have a college basketball bet in the Seton Hall Providence game that I will give out. We'll find out what Femi's got, if he's frozen Femi makes an appearance. We'll talk some college basketball for the weekend, and then we will spend a lot of time on the college football playoff. Bama, Oklahoma tonight. Miami, A&M, early game tomorrow. Ole Miss, Tulane, Oregon, JMU. Oh, baby. And then it's week 16 in the National Football League. All the sides, all the totals. And thy royal prop king going to give you a couple plays for tomorrow's games, you know, because they're on Saturday. That's all coming up in the final hour, the power hour of the show. After the prop king, Did we all enjoy the Kanata Mumfield game last night? I know he didn't score a touchdown, unfortunately, but felt good to cash that over in the first quarter for our guy, Kanata Mumfield. But we officially begin Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the game of the year in the National Football League. And dare I say it, the best Thursday night football game in the history of the National Football League. Numero uno. Top of the heap. King of the hill. A number one. We don't have to get into the vagabond shoes. As the Seattle Seahawks, in a game with what felt like impossibly high stakes, like in the moment, when Seattle's lining up for that two-point play, I'm watching on my couch and I'm thinking, like, this is history's about to unfold here. This play right now, this potential game-winning two-point conversion could mean the difference in who wins the Super Bowl this year. We could get to the middle of February and look back and say, remember that two-point conversion the Seahawks converted? You convert a conversion, I guess, right, when it's positive. That had a huge impact as to what happened in the playoffs and what happened in the Super Bowl. It felt absolutely gigantic. Two 11-win teams, first time in the history of Thursday Night Football, and the game absolutely lived up to the billing as the Seahawks, in thrilling, come from behind, astounding, spellbinding, insane, crazy fashion, beat the Los Angeles Rams 38-37. And there's a lot to get to on the Seattle side. The most important thing to talk about will be Sam Darnold. And I'll give you my opinion of the winning quarterback last night, Slingin' Sammy, in a little bit. But I don't know how we don't start with the losing team, the Los Angeles Rams. And Matthew Stafford, the quote-unquote losing quarterback in this game, who despite losing last night, remains a minus 225 favorite to win NFL Most Valuable Player. Now, we'll see about that price after the games this weekend. Betting market tells you Patriots are probably going to lose. Bills are probably going to win. Curious to see what Josh Allen's price is going to be coming up on Monday. Obviously, the Patriots can still win the AFC East, but just saying, just a little interesting there. Stafford remains the MVP favorite. You know, a casual 457 passing yards for Matthew Stafford. Three touchdowns, no interceptions. And they lost. A 30-14 fourth quarter lead, and they lost. An interception of Sam Darnold when the Seahawks are going in at 30-14 in the fourth quarter. All momentum on their side, and they lost. How? How does something like this happen? The anatomy of a collapse. Many culprits here for the Los Angeles Rams. You could blame the defense, right? Which gave up 38 points in this game to the Seattle Seahawks. Easily blame the defense. There were moments for this defense, for Chris Shula's defense, where they looked amazing. They were held Seattle to 14 in the fourth quarter before it all went to hell for the LA Rams. Defense allowed 6.5 yards per play, 415 yards of offense for Seattle. You can blame this defense, no question about it. They deserve a share of the blame. You can even blame, for as well as Matthew Stafford played in this game, you can blame the Rams' offense, who, on their five final regular possessions in regulation, failed to score a single point. Five possessions to end regulation. Any score wins the game for the Rams. 0 points for the Los Angeles Rams on those final five drives. But I've got the biggest culprit right here. And I actually, like, I still think the Rams are the best team. And they are still the Super Bowl favorite despite losing this game last night. And knowing probably they're going to have to go on the road. You think, like, the betting market obviously knows the Rams are unlikely to be the one and have home field advantage now throughout the NFC playoffs. And yet, the Rams are still the Super Bowl favorite. Because everyone thinks the Rams are the best team. And I agree. The problem for the Rams is a significant one. You cannot trust their special teams. Offense, defense, special teams. three phases of a football game. And if you look at three of the four Rams losses this season, three of them have significant special teams failures. Whether it's Josh Cardy missing a kick in the game that knocked us out of Survivor when the Rams lost to Mac Jones and the 49ers. Whether it's the Eagles debacle with two block kicks, including one for Jordan Davis for a touchdown as time expired to cover the spread for Philadelphia. Or last night, with Harrison Meavis, who looks like he's 7 months pregnant, the thicker kicker, hit the treadmill, buddy, missing a 48-yard field goal, which in today's NFL is like when I was a kid, and it was like a 24-yard field goal from 48 he shanks one, which would have won the game for the Rams, probably would have won the game for the Rams. So you got Meavis missing the kick, Meavis and Butthead. I'd rather have Butthead out there kicking the ball. Meavis. And the play that turned the tide of the game. The Rashid Shaheed punt return touchdown. Without that play, the Seahawks do not win this game. And it's one of those, and I had a small bet on the Rams. It's one of those where Shaheed's bringing it back down the sideline, and I'm thinking, well, I hope he stepped out of bounds. He probably didn't. And this is the kind of play that could absolutely flip this game on its head. The Rams had all the momentum. And just to refresh everybody's memory, on the insane no-look Matthew Stafford touchdown pass to Puka Nacua, where I'm just like, okay, like a game's over, 30-14 with the way Darnold's playing. Seahawks go down the field. Darnold gets picked, like basically at the goal line. Yeah, game's over, right? Rams go 3-and-out. Okay, no big deal. Punt to Shaheed. Punt return touchdown. Get the 2 points. And we'll get to the Seahawks two-point plays coming up here and how insane all of this was. The Rashid Shaheed punt return gave this team life. Like, they went from to they went from they were dead, and now they had life thanks to the Rashid Shaheed punt return. The Rams special teams have been an issue all season long. So, look, we can have the discussion. Offense and defense, are the Rams the best team? Yes. Is Sean McVay one of the best coaches, if not the best? Yes. What's the albatross slung around the team's collective neck? Special teams. And if they don't win the Super Bowl, I think it's going to be a huge culprit why. On the other side, more on the anatomy of a collapse for the Los Angeles Rams, and I will give you my opinion of Sam Darnold's performance last night for the Seahawks.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Barner in motion. Darnold throws, caught for the 2 points. Eric Sorbert. They throw to a guy who hadn't made a catch or was targeted all night long. What a game.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Al Michaels on the call last night on Apple. We don't have to belabor the Al stuff. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit with the call last night on Amazon Prime. Thrilling finish, thrilling game, game of the year in the National Football League in the 2025 season as the Seahawks come from behind to beat the Rams 38-37. I told you to end last segment that for me, the biggest culprit of the game for the Rams losing, and there are many, is their special teams. And if you really want to poke holes in the Rams and like their potential inability to win 3 road games in January, win the Super Bowl, their special team stinks. And Sean McVay has to be absolutely sick about it. And think about this for Sean McVay. He and his wife welcomed their second child last week. He had another son. Like 4 days ago. How much do you think he slept this week? At all? And he's probably like on the plane ride back, like not thinking about his new baby boy. He's thinking about how much he hates Harrison Meavis for missing that kick and hates his kick coverage for allowing Shaheed to return that ball for a touchdown. I don't think this can be overstated here. This game was over. It was over. At 30-14 after the Darnold interception at the goal line. It was done. It was done. And then it wasn't. An inexplicable loss and collapse by the Los Angeles Rams that could cost them ultimately a second Super Bowl championship in 5 years. The punt return. Ridiculous. How about the most ridiculous two-point play in the history of two-point plays, where Darnold throws the ball backwards? Everyone thinks the play is dead. The ball bounces off a helmet into the end zone where Zach Charbonnet just like picks it up in the end zone. We think the play is dead. And then all of a sudden we're watching the game like, what's going on here? And I'm going to give Terry McCauley credit. Now, normally, I'll be honest with everybody. I feel like if you are a former referee and you have retired, and I'm not even trying to be a hater because if I were them, I'd probably do the same thing. Terry McCauley's probably making a nice amount of money to do this. But if you're a former referee and you get hired to be on one of these broadcasts, like, you are a snitch. Like, you are a narc. You are a turncoat. You're a weasel. You have turned your back on your brothers in arms. Because basically, whenever Troy Aikman or Kirk Herbstreit or whomever says, hey, like, what do you think? What do you think we all want to hear at home? We want to hear that the ref screwed up. We want blood, because we hate the refs. Don't believe me? Just ask Puka Nacua. He'd love to tell you. He'd love to tweet about it. Terry McCauley did an awesome job. He's like, actually, here's what's going on. I was like, wow, that's like the most educational thing a ref has ever said in the booth. And then it happens. And they ruled to a successful two-point play. Was it crazy? Yes. Was it also 100% the right call? It was. Unfortunately, as someone who bet the Rams, it was the right call. I don't even know how you could argue it. It was the right call. It was a successful two-point play. By the way, the Rams defenders could have picked the ball up at any chance. That's bad coaching. Pick the ball up. I saw Wade Phillips, the former Rams defensive coordinator and like longtime NFL defensive coordinator and head coach, tweeted, "This is why we always taught our defensive players." I don't know, it kind of felt like a shot at Sean McVay a little bit, his former boss. "This is why we always told our defensive players, loose ball, pick it up." Instead, Zach Charbonnet picks it up, and the Seahawks get that two-point try. And from there, it's just a confluence of events that leads to the Seahawks winning this game in overtime somehow, some way. And if you're a Rams fan, if you're someone who bet the Rams before the year, bet the Rams at any point this season, bet the Rams to win the NFC West, hell, that MVP's over, basically, if the Rams win that game last night. If you have Stafford MVP, you right now are physically ill because of this. They absolutely blew it. There's no other way around it. And might have handed the Super Bowl to somebody else. And we'll get to that in a minute. But for now, let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks, who, you know, I guess it's kind of, isn't it ironic? In the first meeting, you can easily argue that the Seahawks, and obviously Darnold threw four picks, but outside of the four interceptions, which is a little bit like, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? And I understand that. But the Seahawks like outplayed the Rams in the first meeting, and the Rams ended up winning the game. Last night, the Rams definitely outplayed Seattle and were the better team in the game, and Seattle won. So it's kind of funny how that works, right? This game was done, and then you got the Shaheed punt return, and then Seattle's defense went to work and only allowed one Rams scoring drive from that point on in six possessions, and it was the first possession of overtime. And they shut the Rams out from there, and it was three and outs, punctuated by shot after shot to Matthew Stafford, who is unequivocally a tough son of a bitch, who's old by NFL standards, I'm older than he is, who's old and took a licking and kept on ticking last night. And just quickly on Stafford from a historical perspective, like maybe he still wins MVP, he's still the favorite. It's funny how we viewed him, even after he won, I don't want to speak for everybody, how I viewed him after they won the Super Bowl against the Bengals in 21, where I'm like, okay, like he probably is a Hall of Famer at this point now that he won the Super Bowl, but I never really considered Stafford to be historically on the level of even some of like his great peers, whether it's, you know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Mahomes. And maybe he only ends up with one Super Bowl compared to multiple for a bunch of those. So Brees obviously only had one. It feels like what he's done this year has like elevated him into more of a rarefied air, where at least I think of him differently historically than I did coming into the year. The guy's unbelievable. But Seattle's defense put him on his ass a number of times. A number of times in the waning moments of this game. And Seattle's defense, I always laugh when Scott Hansen says this because I'm a child. Seattle's defense stiffened. And they held on for dear life. And Mevis misses the kick. And you get to overtime. And that takes us, you better you bet on this Friday, to Sam Darnold. I mean, this is, I guess narrative manna from heaven would actually be if like the Rams had won like 33-14. Because then it's just like Darnold sucks, he'll never win a big game. The Seahawks won the game last night. Like, this is what I'm about to say is a fact, whether you like it or not. The Seahawks trailed the Rams in the fourth quarter 30-14. They won the game 38-37. Like, that happened. And over the course of the fourth quarter, after the Shaheed punt return, into the game-winning touchdown pass and two-point conversion play, Sam Darnold made a number of monster throws. That needs to be said. He did. Most notably, the throw to Cooper Kupp in overtime, going from left to right on your television screen, along the near sideline, and it is a great catch from Cooper Kupp, and a great toe tap, and just a majestic maestro level throw from Sam Darnold. It was great. So now we get to do the where are you at on Sam Darnold thing. Because Darnold, I think, showed enough where you could construct an argument if you wanted to that Darnold can now get it done in a big spot. Like, that could, it could actually happen. And I'm still not sure that that's the case. And I'm not trying to be a hater, sincerely. He won the game last night. I'm giving him a lot of credit. There's no way that you can watch this game last night and think that they, the two quarterbacks that played, are even in the same galaxy. In the same galaxy. To be fair, you could look at this year's Super Bowl and say, okay, like, Jalen Hurts was better than Mahomes maybe in this game, but like, Mahomes is better and the Eagles won and Hurts won. Like, anything can happen in a one-game scenario. Of course. Just look at how Seattle called the game on offense before, like, it's getting down to the nitty-gritty and you have to start throwing. They called an incredibly scared game. An incredibly cowardly game. And to me, watching the game, and I'd love to know what, like, you, the listener, and you, the viewer, think about this. I'm guessing you agree. How could you disagree? It looked like they were scared of their own quarterback. Like, Mike McDonald and offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak were scared of Sam Darnold and what he might do if they decided to air it out. The proof's in the pudding. They did not trust their quarterback in this game last night and got, they won the game. And you can argue the Rams were lucky to win the first one. And I'll even say it, the Rams were probably lucky to win the first game against Seattle. Seattle's lucky to win that game last night. Think about, again, all the crazy things that had to happen, and if one of them goes differently, anatomy of a collapse, if one of these things goes differently, the Rams win the game. One of them goes differently, the Rams win the game. Seattle was lucky to win this game last night. And when it came down to it, yes, Sam Darnold did make a couple big throws, but you had the defense step up, you had the Shaheed punt return, you had the Mevis missed field goal. I don't know how much credit I want to give Sam Darnold for this. And yeah, I'm not trying to hate. I don't think Sam Darnold sucks. I don't want to say that. He's pretty good. Played well enough to win the game, I guess. But when it comes down to it, again, and we get to January, and I'm not talking like potentially first round against Carolina or Tampa, although maybe that could go. We'll see how that goes. Okay. Seattle against the Rams again. Who are you betting in that game if Seattle play? I don't game Seattle, Los Angeles, the moon. Who are you betting in that game? Seattle and the Eagles. Who do you like in that game? You know who I'm going to like in that game? I'll take the Philadelphia Eagles. So good for Sam Darnold for winning the game and for shutting people up like me for a little bit. I'm not being a hater when I say this. I am being honest. I'm still not a believer when it comes down to it in a big spot. Because they were dead to rights in this game. And I think it was more what happened around him than him while acknowledging he made big throws that got Seattle over the finish line. And as a result of Seattle winning this game last night, the number one seed in the NFC has been turned upside down, where Seattle is now probably the highest percentile team to be the number one seed and have home field. Here come the San Francisco 49ers. What a sentence. Kyle Shanahan should be coach of the year just for this. Just the fact that they could be the one seed. Where if the Niners win out, 6-point road favorites Monday night against Indianapolis, they'll be favored at home against the Bears in Week 17, and then they play Sam Darnold and the Seahawks in Week 18. You want to bet Seattle in that game? You want to bet Seattle in that game on the road in San Francisco? Sam Darnold, huge spot, potential one seed in the NFC on the line, even against a defense that we don't think is very good. Can I interest you in a conversation about Week 18 last year with home field advantage in the NFC on the line? Against a defense that we don't think is very good and wasn't very good and got lit on fire by the Commanders in the first playoff game in the Detroit Lions. Hear me now. I am not saying Darnold can't do it. He can. It can happen. Would you bet on it? It is fascinating. And if that's the case, right? If the Niners could maybe be the one. Hell, Seattle's the one. That means that the Rams obviously have not won their division. And that the Rams will likely have to go on the road for three games, not definitely, but probably, three games to go to the Super Bowl. I don't think the Niners can get there. Not an insult. Think about the way we talk about the Packers. They lose Micah Parsons. People are crossing them off the list. San Francisco lost Nick Bosa and Fred Warner. Two Hall of Famers. It's like, oh no, San Francisco, they'll get to the Super Bowl. Really? We're going to cross the Packers off, but not San Fran? Come on. I don't trust Seattle to get there with Darnold playing like this, even if they won the game last night. Packers lost Parsons. Chicago feels like it's a year early. The NFC South is an abortion. And that leaves us. Meet the new boss. Same as the old boss. Femi and I have been saying for a couple weeks, two best teams in the NFC, Eagles and Rams. And now, because of last night, it's way more likely that the Rams will have to travel to Philly than Philly will have to travel to LA. On the other side, Femi joins me and we'll talk about all the ramifications out of last night's game with the Seahawks beating the Rams.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tampa Bay and Brady and beat San Francisco coming from behind in the championship game. Meanwhile, that punt is caught and down the line goes Rashid Shaheed for the score out of nowhere.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
I'll be honest, like, everyone on the crew kind of is, like, laughing of Al's call there. It's not the worst. Like, it's not a radio call, it's a TV call. Like, you're watching, you know what's happening. It's not great. It's not, like, vintage Al Michaels. It's not the worst. Yeah, Tyler writes, the worst part there that he's, like, he's surprised it's Rashid Shaheed. Rashid Shaheed? Like, I guess they did a Ravens game somewhat recently. Do you think it was, like, Rasheen Ali? He's like, is it Rasheen Ali, Fabulous E, Ali Ababa, or is this Rashid Shaheed? I'm not sure. Anyway, Femi joins me in a second, but you've thought out the parlay. Now it's time to boost it. Use today's odds boost token on any pro football same game parlay and grab a bigger payout if you win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. Femi, what a game last night, huh? Pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Oh, the great game. Oh, so did you just see this? Shams, sorry, this is totally different what we're going to talk about.
What do we got?
Shams just tweeted this. Obviously, ESPN, NBA insider Shams. How about this? The NBA is enacting several sports betting policies to its 30 teams, including changing injury reporting rules. Teams now will be required to resubmit injury listings on game day between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. local time and update public reports every 15 minutes, sources tell ESPN.
I love that.
I feel like it's been made easier with an actives and inactives list, right? Let's get there, and then we can bet the NBA and not guess.
Every 15 minutes is overkill, but I mean, if you're Adam Silver, you want to like squash all of this right now with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier. And look, like, it's not us that has to do it. Like, there's probably going to be like some schmuck intern that's going to have to like update these injury reports every 15 minutes. Like, sucks for them. But I mean, for us, sports bettors and sports fans, I remember, Tyler may remember what year it was. It had to have been Ken's last year on the show was last year, 24. So it had to be 23. I think it was during the regular season, right? And so I don't remember who it was. A player was out. Like, the designation was out. And ruled then like out. A half an hour before the game start, Tyler says it was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, was out. Like, out. Like, he's not playing in the game. And then, like, a half an hour, like, before the game, he's upgraded to probable. Like, you don't go from out to probable. You go from doubtful to probable. That's why doubtful exists. Doubtful exists as a place in between probable and out that is more likely to be out than play. Out means out. In means in. Probably means you're probably playing. Doubtful means it's doubtful that you play.
Yeah.
That's why this exists. Or questionable. We're not sure. Shrug emoji. We don't know. That's why we have very specific words to highlight these specific things on an NBA or any injury report. And the NBA has been making an effing mockery of this for years, screwing over daily fantasy players, of which I am not one, but I know a lot of people do, screwing over sports bettors, screwing over fans that want to go to games and see the best players play. Because you don't know who the hell's playing in the game until a half hour before it tips. And I'm not looking to do like that part of it here. I mean, I'm not like old enough yet. My kid's not old enough yet. It sucks.
Yeah, but it does.
It sucks. Imagine if it were me. You know, my daughter wants to go to a Knicks game and we want to see, you know, even if it's just see Jalen Brunson. Yeah. And he's ruled out 20 minutes before the game starts. Some nonsense. Like, this is, I think this is great. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, more transparency, less chance of effery. Here on every single level, you can't have what the NBA does. It's been a joke for a long time. I think this is great that the NBA is doing this.
100%. Like, yeah, if guys are ruled out, they should remain out. like that's how it goes. So that just came out about 2 minutes ago or so from Shams. So yeah, that's, I 100% agree. I echo your sentiments. We don't have to spend too much more time on this, but this was needed.
100%. How much money would someone have to pay you to be the 15-minute injury guy every 15 minutes? Like, what do you think that entails? Like, let's say LeBron's questionable.
Are you just for one team? So is it one per team? Or is it like the whole, yeah, okay. Like, is it, you don't have to track the whole league.
Yeah.
I mean, 15, every 15 minutes. So, like, I get that you have to continue to update it, but, like, are they actually, I feel like it's going to be at 12:45, LeBron's questionable. At 1 p.m., LeBron's questionable. Like, you're not changing them. So it might not be as bad as it sounds, because like, you're not going to be, how many times are you changing it throughout a day? Like twice, maybe three times at most?
I don't know. Like, so I've never had like, you've never really had like a real job, right? like a real job?
It's been media. Yeah, I never had like a 9-to-5 like cubicle or anything like that. No, it's all just been media. Fred Schmaltz, the local news, and then doing this.
Now, I'm sure even like regular jobs, real jobs, like you have moments where you can like zone out over the course of it. Like I'll give it like today. Like the show's at 4 o'clock Eastern. I know what I'm going to say the whole day. I'm doing my media. I'm just like sitting here, basically passing time until the show starts. I don't want to have to every 15 minutes have to do something. Like, what if I want to just like zone out for a half an hour? You can't do that.
I mean, you probably can. Just like
submit. Can you?
Quick submit. Yeah.
What if you're wrong?
Hey, well,
it feels like they're going to be on your ass.
They will investigate. They will investigate.
You can't be wrong.
But like, you're getting this information. Like, I'm sure you have like a direct line from like the medical staff. You know.
What like, if you hey, had like, to like text LeBron like every 15 minutes? Like, hey, like you good? Like, hey, King, how's that sciatica? How dad
still
back?
Got that arthritis? That arthritis in the foot? You still got that?
Like Q question mark or D question mark?
I don't think LeBron would appreciate that.
You got to find out. Tyler Morales. There are some that say that Tyler is the king of injury reports.
He is.
Tyler, how much would an NBA team have to pay you to leave You Better You Bet to do just all, your job is you are injury report monkey. Every 15 minutes, you update the injury report. You do this thousands of times over the course of an 82-game season.
If we're talking about an NBA team, probably like a couple dollars more, to be honest. I'm sorry, I love you guys. Just give me a couple more dollars, and I'm out. See ya.
Like 10 more dollars? Or like 1,000 more dollars?
Honestly, maybe like 20 more dollars. That's it. That's all I really need.
Wow.
Injury report monkey for the Philadelphia Sixers tracking Joel Embiid.
It's just literally like what's your job? Like I hit a button every 15 minutes.
Yo, PG, you good tonight? How's the knee?
Right? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. All right. Yeah. You bet on this Friday. All right, so that's the news from Shams. NBA is going to get way better with its injury reporting, we hope. All right. I want you to kind of unload the clip here, Femi. Like, betting thoughts coming out of last night. MVP, we can talk one seed, we can talk Super Bowl. What tickles your betting fancy? We can carry it into the power hour if need be as well.
Yeah, let's start with the one seed, because I think that's the big thing. We talked about it yesterday on the show as well, and like I was kind of making the case for the San Francisco 49ers at plus 750. This is what you needed. You needed this result, Seahawks to beat the Rams, because now both of those teams, Seattle and San Francisco, control their own destiny for being the one seed. So San Francisco's price cut in half, now plus 325. I think they're going to get it. Like, I really do. And another way to bet this, if you missed the plus 750, you could bet some Kyle Shanahan to win coach of the year, because I agree with you, Nick, and it's the case that I was making a few weeks ago during the award segment at 340, like talking about Kyle Shanahan's chances. Like, he's now down to 3-1, because I think a lot of people realize, yo, if this guy gets the one seed with all of these injuries, and you're already hearing people talk about Kyle Shanahan, and this is prior to like going on a 3-game win streak to end the season, that guy's going to win the award with all these.
Especially, by the way, and that 3-game win streak to end the season, it needs to be said, would feature a Week 18 win against the Seattle Seahawks to potentially clinch the one seed.
100%. And he gets a knockoff.
And that's probably, I don't want to, because who knows if it's like Steelers-Ravens, like what would be Sunday Night Football to win an end game?
Yeah.
But I mean, that could be the final, like nationally, like the game in Week 18 potentially.
Yep, and it's Monday Night Football this Monday, and it's Sunday night against Ben Johnson, where you get the double dip. Like, you can bring Ben Johnson down, who's also a Coach of the Year contender, so he gets to face these guys. Mike McDonald is 2-1 right now to win it. If you beat Mike McDonald, guess what? You're winning it. So Kyle Shanahan and the Niners, I think, are a very interesting team off of last night. But the MVP, of course, is very interesting as well. Matthew Stafford's at minus 225. I talked about it a little bit during the 3 o'clock hour. This is such a, it's a trick bag a little bit with this one. And I likened it a little bit to last year's game.
What is a trick bag?
It's mixed, you know, like, okay. It's a little bit of like a tricky situation. It's not like, it's not clear cut. Cause like usually like earlier this week, we're talking about like, hey, if the Seahawks win, it's unlikely that Stafford's going to play really, really well. So that means it's going to open up and it's gonna be wide open. But this feels a lot like when the Rams beat the Bills last year. And Josh Allen had like the 6 touchdown game in that wild game where the Rams were able to pull it off. Stafford was amazing last night. Like, you know, so yes, he loses, and now he has a much trickier path to get the one seed, which is what a lot of, I think, the betting market has been baking into this thing. Like, hey, Stafford is on pace to be the one seed or at least win the division. Now that's unlikely to happen. It could still happen. Seattle could lose to Carolina. It could still happen. But if it doesn't happen, I kind of think he's going to win this award still, because the conversation coming out of last night, and I know there's been some voters, ESPN's Dan Orlovsky has been the chief among them, that has kind of been like pushing this like Allen Stafford race. Anytime he says that, and this is anecdotal, so like you don't want to like take this as a 100% gospel, but it's what we have from a voter who's going to decide who's going to win this award. Anytime he talks about Allen and Stafford being neck and neck, he gets a lot of pushback. And some of it is coming from other people in media who are voters. So I think Allen still has to like go off these next couple of weeks, which will be difficult to do against a Cleveland defense and a Philadelphia defense. It's possible. He's Josh Allen. He can do it, but it's difficult. It's not like he's going up against the Dallas Cowboys, you know? So if Allen, if he goes off, maybe we do have this neck and neck race to the finish line. But if Allen is just okay, I kind of think that Matthew Stafford is still going to win this award despite losing last night and likely losing the NFC West. So I'm hoping Allen goes off and maybe we can get Stafford at a better price to where we can bet Stafford after the games on Sunday.
Who do you think is going to win the NFC?
Philadelphia. Plus 550. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl at 11-1.
I got asked this morning on radio, like, give us a bet to win the Super Bowl right now at like the best price, and I said Philadelphia 11.
Yep. It makes a lot of sense. I'm not scared of the one or the two seed, who they're likely to be, and the Eagles got a good home field advantage, and when they're healthy, Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter are coming back.
Like Eagles Eagles versus Sam Darnold, Eagles versus 49ers. I think the Rams are the team that can beat the Eagles, and now the Eagles are going to get them in Philly, potentially. Good stuff. All right, hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, and a trio of guests will join us. Raheem Palmer from The Ringer, our BetMGM Network teammate Ryan Horvat, Colin Wilson from the Action Network, and Big Bets on Campus gets it started right after this.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.